Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Walden. My guest today is Elio Pizzoni of the Pizzoni Fratelli Winery, whose Trento DOCG Spumante Extra Brut Reserva Erminia Segalla 2010 vintage scored 96 points at Five Star Wines The Book 2020, which of course also includes Wine Without Walls. The Trento DOCG Spumante Extra Brut Reserva Erminia Segalla 2010 was awarded the best sparkling wine or the Miglior Vino Spumante. Many congratulations. Here's how the judges described the wine. Bright greenish golden yellow in colour, very fine and continuous perlage, complex and articulated olfactory profile, encompassing fresh almond, cedar, wild flowers, yellow plum, and struck flint. Wonderful acidity to support an excellent structure. It has body, elegance, and a very long aftertaste. And you are in Trento, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah, Trento is the main city. We are 15 minutes from Trento, actually. We are between Trento and Lake Garda in the middle, in Trentino. Our region is Trentino, yes, northern of Italy.
Can you tell us about the history of it's obviously a family winery. How did everything start and where are you now?
Yeah, it's a long history, actually. We like to say that we began in the middle of 1850, more or less, but probably it's even older because we have notices from the Council of Trento, so dating back to 1540, so many, many years ago. But officially, we could say we began in the middle of 1800. So I'm representing the fourth generation. And during the time we develop, so in the past we used to produce not only wine or grappa, but also fruit, and we had the kettles as well. But now we are focusing on the grappa market and the Trento DOC, the classical wine. The Trento DOC is a typical classical sparkling wine from our region.
So in terms of the size of the estate, how large is it in total and how much is vineyard?
We have more or less 12 hectares of vineyards, and we work our grapes, and we produce biodynamics wine, still wines. But for the sparkling wine, since we had a huge increase in the last years, we are now also using other grapes and wine from the local producer in our area. So we also buy some grapes from the local wineries.
Okay, and the sparkling wine that won, just the Trento DOC Spumante Extra Brut Reserva Erminia Segalla. Tell us a little bit about that particular wine. What goes into the blend and how are you making it and how does it work?
Well, this is our best, I would say, top sparkling wine. And we named this wine, I think, 2 years ago. Before, it was just Trento DOC Riserva Pizzoni. We decided to dedicate this wine to Erminia Segalla, who is our grandmother, so it's my father's mother, because in our company, we are only men, only boys, so we decided to dedicate this to a woman from our family. We've been producing these wines, I think, since 3 years, more or less. Not a big quantity, so not a large quantity. I think we produce around 4,000 bottles per year. It's a blanc de blanc, which means it's only produced with Chardonnay grapes, 100%. And the feature of this wine is that the wine remains on the lees for more than 100 months, so almost 9 years, sleeping on the yeast for this long time in a special winery, which is carved in a mountain. This was a refugee, a shelter, bomb shelter, that was used between the wars. It was built before the Second World War, and the peculiarity of this place is the temperature. It's always the same, so we always have between 12 and 14 degrees Celsius. So this is perfect for the tirage, what is called tirage or spumantizzazione. So the wine remains for a very long, long time. So we have a very round, very particular wine, very creamy, And it's really a great wine, I would say. Still very, very interesting freshness of this wine, even if it is quite old. I mean, 10 years. We are now selling the vintage 2010, which is almost finished, actually. We are going to sell the 2011 in a few weeks.
Yeah. I mean, what the judges liked about this particular wine was it really had a fantastic structure to it. And it has, you know, it's quite a food sparkling wine. It's got quite a lot of body to it, but it's very elegant as well. And everything was very well integrated, you know, the fruit and the acidity and just texture. It was a really, really, I mean, I remember this wine from tasting it. I tasted it twice, obviously.
Oh, you tried. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we had to. The judge, so you obviously taste it once and then it has to get retasted to make sure.
Okay.
Whenever wines get high scores like this one did, it's like, are they sure about that?
Mm.
And we absolutely were sure about that. It was a fantastic, really, really fantastic wine.
Yeah, actually, we think it really has a good price because it doesn't cost too much compared to the quality or compared to other competitors, other similar wines with more famous name maybe. So we think we have a very nice product in terms of quality and price as well.
So in terms of obviously, in terms of selling it, where can we find this wine? Is it mainly sold in Italy, and do you export it, and or do you sell direct to consumers? Online?
Yeah, both. Mainly sold in Italy, I would say northern and central Italy, but we also do export this wine to Switzerland and to Germany. Since we got this prize from Five Star Wines, the sales on internet have increased actually. So we are selling on our e-commerce website. So it's sold in the best wine shops and also in our e-commerce section on our website, yes.
Oh, that's good to hear. In the local area, obviously it's a stunning area where you live. Just give us a little bit of a description of what it's like living in this valley, mountainous area.
Yeah, this is the Valle dei Laghi, which means lakes valley, because there are many lakes. The biggest one, which is in the southern part of the valley, it's Lago di Garda, Lake Garda, which is the biggest lake in Italy, actually. We are in a very particular position because during the night, the winds from the Dolomites come down to the valley. And during the day, there is this aura, which is a typical, like a tropical breeze, morning from Lake Garda, from southern. Every day during the year, in the afternoon, we have this like a gentle breeze. And this makes our climate very sub-Mediterranean, we say, because our region is a mountain, rocky region. But this valley particularly, it's you can find the palms, the banana trees, the olive trees, the typical Mediterranean vegetation because of the climate. And this is due mainly to the Lake Garda. So also the wine, we have a very nice acidity, very nice, very well-balanced thanks to this excursion, different between night and day temperature. So we have very cool nights and very warm days, especially this time of the year. So July, August, and September. This is very important for the grapes, for Spumante, for the Trento DOC. We're going to pick up the grapes middle of August when it's not too ripened. It doesn't have to be mature, too mature. So we have a nice acidity and it's perfect for the tirage, for the fermentation in the bottle.
What I love about your region is it's very, I love taking photos. You get wonderful light.
Yeah. Some people call it Valle della Luce, the Valley of the Light, because the walls of the mountain reflect the light very well. Yeah, it's really, you're right. It's very shiny.
Yeah, very, I'd say luminous. And
Exactly. This is the right word. Yeah.
Okay, final question. Can you name a traditional food dish from your region that would pair especially well with your sparkling wine?
Well, we have here the...
Especially with a fairly full-bodied sparkling wine that spent all that time resting on its lees deposit.
Yeah, the first food I would think about would be, we call it, I don't know if you know that, is strangola preti, which is a sort of gnocchi made with spinaches and melted butter and grana Trentino parmesan on it. I think this is a nice combination with this this wine, and is a typical local food from our region, from this area.
So the name in English is Priest Strangler. Can you just give us the story on why it's called Strozza Prete? Why is it priest strangler.
I imagine because the priest liked them so much, but it's a legend, it's a story. I have no idea, actually. Yeah, they call it strozza preti, but we say strangola preti. The meaning is the same, obviously. I have no idea. Probably in the past, the priest appreciate this food very much. It's a fancy name, yeah.
I'll ask you another question about in terms of how easy is it to be organic and biodynamic in your area?
Well, I would say nowadays it's quite easy, but we began, I think, 12 or 13 years ago, and we were the first. And many people were quite, how do you say, suspicious, because they say, it was very difficult, actually. Because when you start, even the plants are not used, because biodynamics means that you don't use any chemical products in the field, in the wine, in the vineyards. But until that point, the plants are used to be helped with these chemical products. So suddenly they have to survive by themselves without any external aid, chemical aid. So it takes time. But after, I would say, 3-4 years, the plants, the vineyards become very strong and very resistant. So you spare the chemical treatments, which is expensive, but mainly you spare your health because you don't put any chemical products in the field. So we are very, very satisfied about this choice, and we would never turn back. I mean, and I've seen that many producers are now copying and doing the same. So I think this is the right road, the right way. And people are more and more careful about the quality and the bio, the organic food. Even the young generation, they are very careful. So I think this is the right way.
Good to hear. And it's good to, really good to talk to you. It's great what your family are doing. Well, really many congratulations again for having such a success with your sparkling wine. And I just want to say thanks very much to Elio Pisano today for sharing with us the success that his family winery had with Five Star Wines this year, with a fantastic sparkling wine that spent a lot of time aging very quietly in the north of Italy. And now it's on the market, and I urge you to try it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I thank you.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.